Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Dope show. What's the dilly? Y'all know what it is. What time is it? Dope show time. What's going on, people? I'm here. You there. But we together. Feeling good. I'm feeling great. We doing good. We doing great. So, what's on the plate tonight? We gonna make sure we eat everything to the last drop. Uh-huh. In the background, we got some of that funk. That disco funk. Y'all know how that production is. Continue to move into the new game. Continue to be right. Continue to rep well. What's going on? The Dope Show right now. What's the deal? This song, it's been a week since I got to vibe with you, see where we at in the world. It's the holiday cheer. The holiday's near. So what is your situation? Are you a giver? Are you a receiver? Are you a taker? You know, it's a big difference out here when someone receives and someone takes. Taking could be one that is always taking physically, taking. It's always taking something that ain't theirs. They just takers. Taking, meaning always going to people that they know is givers. And taking from them. So, you know, then you have the givers. Givers who give to the people who are close. Then you have the givers that just give during the times, holidays, you know, turkeys, Thanksgiving, give out candy, Christmas, givers, holidays. Then you have the givers that are all-time givers and find ways to give and give for different causes. They give for different kind. Give out the kindness of their heart. Not that the others don't give out the kindness of their heart, too. Unlimited giver. There's few of those. I like to become one. You can become one. Your heart. Because we all are givers, the ones I spoke on. And that's in the heart, too. So just to become that, which you really are, it's just, I guess, you spread it differently. So know in your heart that you're a giver, you're a giver. Find your way. All right. We're on the Dope Show. What's going on? Holiday cheer, holidays near. Yes. So what is your situation? Lots going on in the world. Lots going on. Where do you begin? Where do you end? So you know what we do. We talk about the future. What's going on right now in the present. And then sometimes we go into the past. So we repping right now on the Dope Show in the capital city. Y'all know what it is, so we get ready to share it. Uh-huh. Worldwide, baby. O-H-I-O. O-H. Yee. That's right. I-O. Bowl time. We're getting ready. After the holidays. Don't eat too much. Don't lose focus. You know, things can get in the way. bowl time, got to go out a winner. Fiesta, Rico, Fiesta, Fiesta, OSU, the Ohio State University, Notre Dame, Fighting Irish. It's going down. We ruined Fiesta Bowl. You know what the Bucks do out there. So, it ain't that new. But it's new to a few. Once you go, you represent what you got to do. It's the Big Ten, y'all. You know the Big Ten ball. What? Yeah. That's right.
Franklin County. Shout out to my homie Prime. DJ Prime. He's an MC. He's a producer.
Yeah. What? O-H-I-O. O-H-I-O. Yeah. Gotta rest. Fiesta Bowl. O-H-I-O. Fiesta Bowl. Big Ten. Shout out to my man, DJ Prime. Co-productions. And I think he's on Shade 45. Yeah. Shade 45. DJ Mixes. We get it in like that. There's no limit to what you can do when you work and master your craft and network, whatever it may be. Because everything in life that we do and what we're working through all works together. So it may seem. You just have to deal with the people who are in the same space but yet may be at a distance, or in the same page, but might be at a different sentence. In the same room, but sitting in a different area. Still can hear, still can smell, still can watch. Move around, and yet you are able to capture the other people in the room. Get opinions, share opinions, keep to yourself, take notes, all for the enhancement for the people that you build with, close to. Some other people may come in to play. The outside looking in sometimes can affect what we do. So you have to be careful on that focus. But the outside looking in always don't see right. They try to look in a peephole, try to put the glass to the window, the door. So you got to understand, some ways some people get information are always not clear. So, got to be careful, even though it's reliable sources. Because how are they living? What's going on in the latest of the life? It's hip-hop news out here. Got to shout out my man Mayhem. Yes. Big Chief Jugga. Queen C. Yes. It's going down. So I want to shout them out because you might want to peep out the music. Mayhem. Keto. Yes. Check out Facebook page, or probably Twitter, maybe. the latest with my homie doing his underground music, some true hips, keeping it real with that. It's always nice to hear some real hip hop sometimes. It's all kind of levels, that's what I mean. There's no one set situation. Oh, yes, I just got some news. Lately, we've been listening. Lately, got some news from one of my homies. Luminous Lou, look at him. He's getting ready to unleash. Let me tell you, I'm the first to tell y'all. First of all, I don't even want to tell y'all, but I am. So, he white. And this homie, you know, some people are black, some people are white. But see, then some people are unique. So he unique because he would have what someone else would want. But yet when we were at a different place in our lives younger, it might have been something that you criticized. Redhead, curly head, gray hair. Then some people respect it and have a love for it. So it can be misleading when you're a child bullying. So. Got to shout out my man Luminous Lou. He's going to take the city, the state, the world by storm with what he's trying to do and his music and his flows and his voice. Yeah, the whisper, the deep whisper. And he's got a lot of features. A lot of people mess with him in the industry. And, you know, I got a chance to, he reached out to me, he's a homie, and we hit it off, cool, business, and got some videos coming. I don't know, I might be in one or two of them, trying to play the background, you know, getting it in. A couple features he might got, you know, he rep busy, I think, let me see, who else you got? Project Pat, yeah. Chicago homies, Do or Die, yeah. He making moves, y'all. So y'all be on the lookout for Luminous Lou. Yeah, Luminous Lou, shout him out. Out west. My homie, you want to check him out in the hip hop world? Lil Ratchet. Oh, yeah. Straight out of the west coast. Might want to check him out. He's about ready to unleash a few things himself. And covering all sides of the world. Everybody's doing something, and you never know how your network will work. Visual, audio, material, financial, nutrients. It all happens together. You build. You grow. Hard to maintain individually, but being an individual helps you to be a group individual, if that kind of makes sense. But some people can't be in a group, still be individual. If that makes sense. I don't know. But see, they're in the group, but they kind of follow. You know, they might support, don't have their own ideas, kind of lean on somebody else's ideas and what they're doing. Then piggyback off that. Not that that's bad either. Not everyone is in the forefront, the leader, and they lead in a different way. We was having a conversation on how someone is considered dumb, looking it up in the dictionary, what did the word mean, like, and they still smart. But she said it like, he dumb, but he's stupid, but smart. A dumb, smart person. Stupid, smart person. Dumb, smart person. And society can make you or break you. They can label you. And you can be considered retarded, dumb, stupid. Because maybe you can't hear. Or maybe you can't speak. So you'll be considered in a class to where you're labeled. But just because you couldn't speak didn't mean that your hands couldn't draw or paint some of the most unbelievable paintings that anyone could ever imagine. So you wouldn't be stupid after all. You know, Stevie Wonder. You know, Ray Charles. Look how his happened. Being able to see and going into no vision. So, being an individual, it's very hard for some to be in a group and be a group individual. Meaning, bring what you got to the table, put it in the pot, and let's roll, baby. Yeah, that's what we do. Want to fall off? We got you, because you know you're going to come back strong. It's what you do. You ain't a weak person. No, I don't hang around weak individuals. Got to cut the cloth. But if somebody is weak, you hang around them, you try to build them up. You can't keep building them up, but yet you could try to give them some of that, what they already see in you. They might not speak on it, and you might can't put them down, because then they might not receive it the way it needs to be received. But, hey, if they ain't really ready to receive it, it ain't meant to be sometimes. Because they already see you. And they know. Well, they wonder how he do it. How he making it. Hard work. Variety of work. Ups and downs of life. You know, you can be on top, you can go to the curb, a jerk. You ever seen it? Don't be the jerk, but you can be the jerk. It's all in the end. You know what it's in the inside. Gotta make a way. Ever disbelieve that. And he makes a way because he puts it in you. He instills it in you. Yes. That's how some people don't understand how the way comes. The way comes inside of you, but how did it get inside of you? Yep. One more week to Christmas, y'all. This is it. I'm gonna kick it with y'all Christmas Eve before Eve. The Dog Show. Get with me. Santa might have a couple naughty or nices. All right? You know, before we get up out of here, very, very special shout out to the one I'm trying to say, I'm trying to lay my life down for. Yep, I'm being interrupted right now by the Queen. Okay. Oh, well. Worldwide shout out down to the valleys, up in the hills and the mountains, out to the seas. Get on your knees. Pray for yourself. Pray for someone else. It's always good to be positive and move forward. And when you look behind, sometimes you got to pull somebody with you, because you know you got that effort. They ain't just there for nothing. Stay prayed up. That's what we got to do. That's what we got to do. Wow. Just imagine. For all the victims, it's getting out of hand out here. So during this holiday season, like I said, it's 1 week to Christmas. Next Friday. Is that the day? Can't even believe it. 3 days in a week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So Thursday, Christmas Eve, Friday. Yep. Star Wars. Have you seen it? Are you bootlegging it? Did you catch that one? Or are you going to the theater to see it for real? Real Star Wars. To see it on the big screen. Because seeing I was a kid, I loved it. Built models. Love what I did. Love Star Wars. I need to watch them all. I need a marathon. Where my baby at? Be nice to sit under the covers and eat popcorn and snacks. Put one in the air. That's how they talk about doing it. Pop a bottle, what they want to do. Play a video game. Nah. Sit back and relax and watch some Star Wars. They even got the record collection out. Just listen to it. I might just drive around all day. Luke, I'm your father. Luke. Yoda. Ben. Dobie One. They call me Dobie One. Why? Oh, Wise One. Yep. Yep. I'm going to see it like never before. Because these screens and these sound systems, they're going to get my $50 to go to the movies this time. Count me in. I better catch a matinee. $2 Tuesdays. Don't cheat yourself. Yeah. Some of them theaters, no matter what you see, they got specials Tuesday. But some people want to be right on that first night. Some people got to see the premiere. So secretive. What do you think about it being the best seller ever, most seller ever, number one box office price ever? Going to happen or not? Yep, until the next movie does it, that won't be. Who knows? Avatar 2. Yeah. We don't even know. Will it be or will it not? Trying to check the tickets. Hey, pre-sales. Yep. Pre-sales for Star Wars. The Force. Are you on the dark side? Force is with you. That's right. Force is strong with this one. The Force awakens. Dark side. This is going to be crucial. Yeah. Absolutely. It's nice that Han Solo. In between, Luke Skywalker got in late. He said he couldn't find the place. Han Solo said the music wasn't loud enough to put him in hyperspace. And even Chewbacca was in his corner. He was rapping pretty hard to a fine, foxy, sweet, good-looking Lady Imperial Guard. Everybody say, hey, oh, yeah, y'all know about that, Monster Fun. Yeah. Star Wars reference. Dope show. Hip hop lives. Just gotta find it. Jay-Z said it best. I still listen to music. I still listen to hip hop. Rap it. Rap it what you do. I still know it's good music out there. And I gotta go find it. Because it's out there. Gotta get it. Yeah. Gotta get it. Whoa. I can't find it. Where is it going to be at? Sold out everywhere, I bet. People in line sleeping. Are you going to sleep for Star Wars? The Force is with you. Well, maybe I'll see you out. Too Short. Too Short. It's coming to the city, too. Friday's going down. Hip-hop shows. Two Shorts coming to the city. We got the Freeze Over. My homie Wallaby is B-Day. Performances. Star Wars, most definitely. Christmas shopping. The last weekend before it, if you're getting somebody something. I'm not. Nobody get me anything. That's what they all say that something happens. You know, Santa's checking his list, checking it twice. Who's naughty, who's nice? Yay, naughty nice. I need a naughty nice. Yeah, naughty nice. Yeah, a naughty nice. Yeah. Check out my, I'm about to post this video, the holiday, the dancing. Old school. I'm going to pull it back out, Facebook or Twitter, and I'm going to blast it. Just be on the lookout. Share it for me. All right? Comedy. Be good worldwide. Love, peace, and everything. Blends, bars, and beats. Mixtape. Get ready for me. Worldwide. Yee!